616 1320 WILS. Takata Corporation, the folks that made those airbags that blew up. Well, today they pleaded guilty to a criminal charge and agreed to pay $1 billion for the scheme to conceal the defects of these bag inflators. Michelle Krebs is with us, senior analyst for Autotrader.com. Michelle, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Happy to do it.
Now, how bad of a thing was this? What exactly was Takata doing? What were the airbags doing to people?
Well, this is a huge recall, and it's going to take years for this to be fully fixed. But what happened was it appears that when some of the airbags that were made by Takata, which were used by all kinds of automakers, as they aged and sometimes in humid environments, they exploded and they sent shrapnel through the vehicle. There have been the airbags have been tied to 17 deaths around the world. It's involved 33 automotive brands, all the big names that you know, and has touched 42 million vehicles worldwide. So it is. This has been a huge recall.
Is it? Do we know when they stopped putting these explosive airbags into vehicles?
Well, they changed the chemical formula some time ago, but you know, a lot of these vehicles are still around, and you know, it didn't come to light. This has been in the works for a while. So.
Okay, so it, basically, the bags they're putting in now, they don't explode, right?
Well, only when they're supposed to, supposedly, because that's what an airbag does. But supposedly, the new ones are better. Here's the problem, though. We've got these 40-some million vehicles that have these airbags in, and they need to be replaced. Okay. And by the way, it's not just one airbag. It's not just for the driver's side. But, you know, there are other airbags in the car. You know, if you get a recall as a consumer, the parts may not be available to fix it. Mm-hmm. So this has been, and then there are some that were fixed early on that have to be fixed again. Mm-hmm. So this is going to take years to remedy.
And the U.S. prosecutors are now trying to get some of these former Takata executives from Japan to face criminal charges here in the U.S. Have you ever seen such a thing before?
Well, we saw it with Volkswagen, with the diesel situation. There was criminal action just a few weeks ago, and it happened that one of the executives that was involved in that was vacationing in the U.S. and got arrested.
Yeah, got him. Is this a new thing for?
You know, it's relatively new. We are seeing the U.S. government really clamp down on these kinds of situations, and the penalties are harsh. Mm-hmm. You know, Takata's going to suffer severely financially. There are many people that have thought they were going to file bankruptcy. There have been negotiations of companies to buy it, to get them out of this mess. But it's a $1 billion settlement. That's pretty expensive.
Now, there were actually allegations made today in a filing in a federal court in Miami saying that Honda, Toyota, Ford, and Nissan, also BMW, actually knew independently, had knowledge that Takata airbags and inflators were unsafe before they put them into millions of their vehicles. What do you make of this new information?
Well, we have seen a lot of lawsuits, and as I read about that one, there may be other automakers named in it. It's hard to know. I don't know for a fact if they knew that, but there are a lot of lawsuits around these. And you know, as I said, it affects a lot of automotive brands.
So how does this compare to, let's say, the GM, the ignition switch recall in size and effect? How does the Takata airbag thing compare?
The Takata airbag recall is the biggest we've ever seen in history. And it keeps, you know, every year there are more. It's been going on for a number of years. We continue to see recalls as a result of these airbags. So GM's was, while very serious, was confined to just General Motors, just to certain products. You know, in the case of Toyota, before that, it was confined to, you know, just Toyota. This is across many millions of vehicles across the globe and across various brands.
So how do automakers still try? I mean, Takata is still going to be in business. How are they even trusted moving forward with their airbags?
Well, they've also, there are other airbag makers that are also making parts because Takata just couldn't do it. I think, you know, it's, they have to be very focused on whether Takata is, there's specifications and automakers have to make sure that they are abiding by those specifications.
Okay. So if your car, let's say, is 3, 4, even 5 years old, do you have a Takata airbag, one of these effective ones in your car?
Well, the best thing to do is go on to a government website, I think it's safercar.gov, and put your vehicle identification number, your VIN number in, and it'll tell you any recall that's on your vehicle. If you do have a Takata airbag recall, you should, while you may not be able to get it fixed right away if there are no parts, you should definitely call the dealer and get in line to get an airbag when it's replacement when it is available.
Yeah. Michelle Krebs, senior analyst at Auto Trader, autotrader.com. Michelle, great to have your insight on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you.